is Dan.
There he is, the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski. I know you're a hockey guy, but you're a sports guy. Are the 49ers for real, buddy?
Boy, they seem to be, don't they? And really, it's great for the whole Bay Area to see how well they're playing. Boza's a monster.
What a beast, yeah.
You know, he's something else. So it's really great to see the 49ers doing so well. And as I frequently hashtag, Bay Area Unite, we're all for all the teams in the Bay Area to do great.
What's going on with the Sharks? We had a loss last night. What happened?
Well, the opposite of great, I'd say, would probably be the answer to that, Joey. and that's being somewhat facetious. It was a rough night for Arendelle, and the Sharks come back to Ottawa. Erik Karlsson desperately wanting to have a big game in the place he used to play. He's played two games there, and he's been squeezing the stick so tightly, probably trying to do a little bit too much. And it's what Brett Hedekin always talks about. Option B or option C oftentimes are inferior to option A. Do the simple thing. And I think that's where the Sharks are at right now. They're trying really hard. The effort is there, but they're just not getting the results, and it's frustrating. And they got to go into Boston and try to right that before coming home. But it's been a tough trip for sure.
Puck drops at 4:00 here on the radio home of the San Jose Sharks, 98.5 KFOX tomorrow in Boston. What should we be looking for in that game, Dan?
Well, the Bruins are a great team, as they have been for a few years. They went to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final last year before losing. And last night in New York at Madison Square Garden, they blew out the Rangers 7-4. And they had one guy, David Pastrnak, who had 5 assists in the game. Another veteran on their team, Patrice Bergeron, had a hat trick. And so this is a team that, you know, and the lovable or hateable ball of hate named Brad Marchand had 5 points. So it's a crazy team that's got a lot of abilities, and this is the biggest challenge yet. The Sharks have the day off today, by the way. I think that they need the rest more than anything else.
Right.
So that means tomorrow they'll be on the ice and facing all of those players I mentioned who are all outstanding, and it's going to be a tough, tough chore.
Well, we'll be listening, cheering on the Sharks tomorrow. 4:00 is when the puck drops right here on the radio home of the San Jose Sharks with Dan Rusinowski, 98.5 KFOX. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Thanks, Joey.